It is 53 degrees in Nashville. It's a sunny morning. Should be a sunny day with a high in the low 80s. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 7:04. Tennessee is responding to legal challenges to the new congressional map lawmakers approved last week, splitting Memphis into three different districts. Last night, the ACLU joined a growing list of opposition groups suing over the maps. WPLN's Mariana Bacchial reports.
The ACLU, the NAACP, and the Tennessee Democratic Party have all filed separate lawsuits challenging different aspects of the map. But they all have the same goal, to block the new congressional maps from going into effect. The ACLU alleges that the new maps disenfranchise black voters in Memphis. The Democratic lawsuit represents voters and candidates like Columbia Mayor Chas Mulder. He's been campaigning against and out-fundraising Republican incumbent Andy Ogles for the 5th Congressional District. The new maps put Mulder in an entirely new district. And while the legislature has waived residency requirements for candidates, plaintiffs argue it's too close to the 2026 midterms and will likely cause voter confusion. So far, Tennessee's attorney general argues that the NAACP doesn't have standing to challenge the maps or the residency requirement. The Tennessee Supreme Court will soon decide whether a 3-judge panel will take up that complaint. Mariana Bacchial, WPLN News.
Meanwhile, a federal judge has set a May 20th hearing for the suit filed by the state's Democratic Party. The Tennessee Lookout reports plaintiffs are asking the judge to act sooner by issuing a temporary restraining order by Friday. That's the new candidate qualifying deadline set by Republicans for the newly redrawn districts. It's also the day that ballots are supposed to be sent to overseas service members. An attorney for the state says they need time to respond to the lawsuit. The Nashville area real estate market saw a strong month in April. That's according to the latest figures from Greater Nashville Realtors. Data shows sales are up 4% over last year with increased closings and higher prices for single-family homes. The median price crested $500,000. The supply of housing on the market is also up. There's a 10% increase in the number of active listings compared to last April. Condo sales were roughly flat. Those prices have dipped, making them a more accessible entry point for first-time buyers. Still, the median condo sold for $345,000 last month. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news at NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.